Blog Talk Radio.
I just want you to know my love is true. Everything is all right when I'm alone with you. Hey family, this is Brian Christopher, R&B singer from Washington, D.C. Come start your day off with a little morning coffee with Flavor on Flavor News Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm here. I'm actually here. Welcome to Morning Coffee with Flava, as my dear, dear friend Brian Christopher just greeted you. I hope you're doing well. You know me. You know I just rolled out of bed, but I don't know why when I look outside it's so dark. It looks like the sun's going down, in a sense. You know, when I was hitting that snooze button this morning, I kept thinking, is it really morning? Because it's so dark outside. Normally I can see out there and see the streets and everything, but it's still very, very dark. So it feels like I need to just curl up in my blanket and go back to sleep. But anyway, I'm here with you, and I'm glad that I'm here with you. So let's start this day off. You know, I'm not drinking coffee as much. I did have some coffee yesterday, but, you know, I do start out my mornings with about 16 ounces of water. I'm a fan of Dr. Oz and the Doctor Show. I'm addicted. I tell my daughter every day what I learned off of the show and things. And they say you should drink, you know, a big bottle of water just to kind of get your organs and everything, you know, moving and stuff like that. So I'm all for doing anything, especially when it comes to natural things to help benefit my body, you know. And in that, if my body feels good, I know everything else is going to feel even better. Really been on kind of a kick, you know, and I'm so grateful to my daughter and my son for supporting me with it. But, you know, been going to the gym this month, so this is going on my third week. And they don't have to work out with me, you know, right next to me, but I just really appreciate them taking me and being there, even though they're doing their own thing. And it's a beautiful thing, you know, for a family to get healthy, in a sense. I should have did this a year ago. No, maybe I should have done it years ago, right? But God places reminders in my life that I need to really, really deal with my health, from stress levels to being physically fit and eating differently. My children and I, we have been really, really working for last year or two on changing diets. We eat a lot more vegetables and fruits, and as I stated, drinking more water and you know, cooking with olive oil, not really frying things, more so sauteing, baking, you know, food, you know. So, yes, there's nothing better than some fried chicken, but I don't cook it. So if I get some fried chicken, we go up the street to Ezell's, because I love me some Ezell's chicken, and we'll get a piece there. But as my brother-in-law would tell you, I wish you could see a picture of Rambo. I wish I could show you a picture of Rambo. But my brother-in-law, he's been a bodybuilder for, let's see, gosh, at least, say, 35 years. And the man is very, very physically fit, even now that he's 48. But, you know, as people will talk to you about it, it's a lifestyle change. It's not a matter of dieting. It's not a matter of just working out. It really is a lifestyle change, and that's something I'm really working on incorporating into my life. I was telling Brittany last night that, you know, I watch people put their pictures up on Facebook of different foods they cook, and how once upon a time it was like, you know, that looks so yummy. Now it's not as appealing to me, and I guess that's just because that's not what my body necessarily craves anymore, as, you know, as I eat a different way. It's not that I wouldn't indulge in it. If I went somewhere, I would. And it's not that even holidays, I would cook it myself, you know, but I just am definitely much more conscious than what I put into my body, and actually what comes out of my body too. We won't talk about that. But anyway, I hope that you are feeling good, because I'm not feeling bad. I'm not feeling bad this morning. I thought I would feel a little bit worse, because I'm still not sleeping though. I'm still waiting for somebody to email me a tip on how I can really get some sleep, because I don't think I'm going to do the banana powder. Or is it pumpkin powder? No, it's pumpkin powder, right? Or, I don't know. Maybe I would slice up the banana and make the banana tea. I'm not sure. But I need to really find a way of just turning off my mind so I can go to sleep. Because I don't fall asleep until, like, say, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning right now. And I need to do different, because I realize at my age, I really need rest. I really, really do need rest. So let me stop running my mouth about health stuff. I share those kind of things with you because I hope that you are thinking about, taking better care of your body. This is our temple. This is our castle. This is something we can control. There are things that happen to our bodies that we can't control, but we can control in how we take care of it and nurture it. Because I look at my daddy every single day, and he's 91 years old. He still gets up. He has an amazing appetite. He still takes care of his personal needs and all of that. I'm not sure if I want to live till 91. I'll be honest with you. I'm not sure if I want to live that long. But he's healthy. Man, he's really, really healthy. He's very blessed. And so I want to be cool, too. I do. I want to be cool and be able to do things just like my daddy has been able to do. So anyway, let me jump into some music. I want to play a piece by a new artist who's come my way, and he's become my new best friend on Twitter. His name is D Mills, and I'm going to play So Glad We Met.
In the beginning, it was you and me. Nothing could separate us from what we had. Family plans, hopes and dreams, everything, all mapped out. But then one day you decided to change, listening to what other people had to say. Now look where we are now. Just listen to the guy.
Baby, it's crazy. How long has it been? So much time wasted. Where do I begin? What has come over me, the love within, doubting our future, ever since, constantly fighting a furious rage, two different stories, the lines of St. One chapter closes, another begins. Our love life is over, but I'm so glad we met.
So glad we met. So glad we met. Don't be nobody's fool. Thought I was grown on $5 a week, and staying up all night made me groan. When going all the way meant marry the man before the child. I never knew the pain of true love. My biggest fear, the redhead girl would never come to marry Charlie Brown. No. A kiss and a red light raised my age, and a sip of wine to hit the good time. The basement prior made me laugh while the Jackson said,
we did it out in the park because it's 187 on the undercover car. New York, big city of dreams, because cash moves everything around me. Cream is the money, microphone checker, cause what's salt and pepper without the Cinderella. Yo, chillin' with the rest of your crew, because when they reminisce over you, my God.
I remember the freedom of walking the street, sleep at night, doors open wide. Being a pimp was not the end thing to do. When a gang was seven riding in a four-seater, a switch on your back, respect your fellow man. Back then it was cool for a village to raise your child. Backyard wedding receptions, barbecue feasts, block parties, dancing in the streets. But Grandmaster Flash and Sugar Hill Gang were anomalies. Afros, dashikis, and white collar shirts, big hoops and mini skirts. When dancing down the Soul Train line is where I wanna be. Today we look the same, but everything has changed. I long for the days when we were free. Free in our hearts to love, and free to serve the God above. The days and ways we used to
do you
be.
Remember? We did it out in the park because it's 187 on the undercover car. New York, big city of dreams, because cash moves everything around me. Cream is the money, microphone checker, cause what's salt and pepper without the Cinderella. Yo, chillin' with the rest of your crew, click off when they reminisce over you, my God. I got the bell bottom, the illo fro, butterfly collar, coolie high camp flow, champagne supernova, leather interior, Donny Hathaway booming as I recline, turn a couple corners, spice like piranha, summer time, hot like a sauna, dice against the wall, Chuck Taylor's on my feet, it's like we all family living on the same street, food stamp free cheese, we pick our own switches, the first time I heard a pimp yell deal, right on your dick, got a gig, my nigg, running numbers cold-blooded, just dead in bed. My big screen TV was a floor model, on the corner brown bag with the 40 bottle, black fist pumping, re-riot for the end, shoot, might as well go ahead and steal something. We did it out in the park because it's 187 on the undercover car. New York, big city of dreams, because cash moves everything around me. Cream is the money, microphone checker, cause what's salt and pepper without the Cinderella. Yo, chillin' with the rest of your crew, because when they reminisce over you, my God.
Of old school, taking me back to days of soft ways and easy understanding, like when dancing was done in a basement under a red light, how the after hours joint would bang when the club would shut down, sweat pouring off our backs as we would freak through the bump in the monorail. Days of old school.
Thank you.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Morning Coffee with Flava, and I just played a variety of genres and artists for you. And it just kind of made me think. But let me tell you who I played. So I started out with D-Mills, who, as I stated earlier, is a new artist who's come my way. And I played his piece, So Glad We Met, going into Tony Terry with When I'm With You. Then my girl Neo Soldier with Days, Do You Remember? And then Chuck Eaton down there in Brazil. Sweet, sweet man. Wonderful, wonderful man. And then closing out that set with Patrick Domino with Baby Baby. One of the things that I never anticipated as I became an artist, cheerleader, and an advocate for independent, underground, unknown artists is that I would come to cherish people that would pass away. Patrick Domino, who I just played, is one of those artists who became friends with him on Facebook when I started my movement, Flava News Movement, back in like 2011. He joined immediately, just like Chuck Eaton. And we began a journey of supporting each other. And he really supported me in what I did, especially here on the radio. He would always tune in and listen, and he'd give me feedback during the show and after the show. We'd have conversations about the artists I played or things that I talked about. He shared with me, you know, early on that he had cancer, but had such an amazing attitude about it that, I don't know, I guess I didn't worry about that he was actually not going to be here. And as his health, you know, started taking a toll, he shared with me and, you know, just kept him in prayers. I cry easy, so at times I would cry. And then, you know, I'm blessed that I was able to say goodbye to him just a few days prior to him passing. He had sent me almost all of his music, at least music that he's published. And, you know, so I had always told him that his music and he will always stay alive because I will always play it. That particular song was called Baby Baby, and I heard him interviewed on a friend's radio station, and he said he wrote that song, it's kind of like when you see a woman, just a sexy woman walking down the street, and you just say, baby, baby. And so I smile, and I'm extremely grateful for these opportunities. Just like if you have ever seen my picture where I have a Susan Lady Flava picture, dual picture, that I'll put up as my cover picture or my profile picture on Facebook. And then my logo, my Lady Flava News logo. My friend Kirkland Randall designed those for me, did those for me. And he passed away unexpectedly. Young, beautiful man. You know, did not know that he had any health concerns because he never talked about it. You know, even when he was here in Seattle, and he never told me that he had health concerns. He just lived life. He traveled. He took pictures of just beautiful people and made them look like art. And yeah, you know, could sing, wrote some books. I mean, he was like multi-talented, and all of a sudden he was gone. But I guess, you know, I hold on to the memories, and I have like my picture and my logo, and I have Patrick's music to play. And so I guess that's my blessing, and I'm able to continue to share that, you know, with the world. And so, man, you know what? Tomorrow is not promised. Yesterday we had a tragic helicopter crash just, I mean, yards away from the Seattle Center. One of, you know, our news teams, helicopters, just didn't even really make it off the roof of the station building and crashed, and two men died. Another man is in the hospital with 20% burns on his body. He was just in a car. The helicopter landed on his car. You just don't know. So please, love yourself, take care of yourself, enjoy life. If there's something that you really want to do, and don't put it off. I mean, I understand that sometimes we got to save money, but if you really want something, you can save the money. You really, really can. I know it's really hard to discipline yourself when it comes to saving money, but if you want something bad enough, you can get it. I really believe that we can get it. And I believe that if you put out positive vibes, if you believe in prayer as I do, I think that when you just believe, when you believe, I think that you can, even if your health is bad, live your life to the fullest. I have a Facebook friend. She's here in Seattle. I've never met her, but my dream and goal is to meet her one day. She's been suffering with cancer, and she shares her story publicly, you know, online. She's almost online every day, but the beautiful thing about Sonia is that she makes you feel good, you know. She smiles in her pictures, and she tells positive stories. Even when she shares her journey of going through chemotherapy and stem cell treatment and all of the things that she's going through, she still has a positive outlook and faith and belief and grateful. And I think that that's where we need to get. That's where we need to be the best that we can be. And so, you know, I say, please let your loved ones know that you care. I always end this show with asking you to share a smile, especially with a stranger, because you just don't know how that simple act can change somebody's day and maybe even somebody's life. I've worked with, in a sense, the homeless population for many, many years prior to becoming Lady Flava and leaving my job and building a coffee house here in Seattle. I was a domestic violence advocate for an emergency shelter, and I was also a homeless advocate for women and children at another program. And then after I closed Flava Coffee House, I worked with homeless youth. And so you just don't know why people end up homeless. You know, usually 100% is not for a good reason, you know. And I don't want to share stories today because I want to try to keep this uplifted, you know, and with positive messages. But, you know, even with the people that I worked with over the years, one of the things that I loved about Flava Coffee House is being able to share a story, maybe just letting somebody tell their story and be heard, is what it can take, you know, to change somebody's day. When I closed Flava Coffee House in 2008, people told me they were going to miss just seeing me in the morning and miss me greeting them and wishing them a good day. And so, you know, those things, I realized how much that mattered, because there's a guy, he's one of the managers or whatever at LA Fitness where my kids and I go and work out. I guess we're noticeable. Maybe he thinks my daughter's cute. I don't know. Maybe he notices my white hair. Every time Brittany and I go into the gym, he greets us no matter where he is. He will scream it across the club. And he'll come and talk and ask what we're working on. And he's so warm and inviting that I appreciate him. And so I think it's almost to the point we kind of expect it from him, because he's always there when we come. And it makes a difference, you know, even just being greeted by Daniel, you know. And so just think about it, you know, share a smile, share a greeting. Make a phone call, send an email, better yet, go visit someone. that you love and let them know. I am grateful that I have this time with my daddy. I am so grateful that I'm in a position that I can have him with me right now. He's just downstairs. He's sleeping right now, but, you know, I can go fix him breakfast and his coffee and his meals and, you know, make sure that he's cared for, interact with him, and still be able to do my job as Lady Flava and Susan Kay and, you know, go work out and all those things. And so I'm in a good place at my time, at this time in my life. I'm in a really, really good place. So I know, again, I got into a topic, right? Let me jump back into playing some music. I think I'm going to play Valvin and his piece, Come With Me.
Come on.
Baby, you and I could grow.
looking like she could use the rescue from a friend. Now she was in no way in any kind of danger.
How much flattering can a female take
from strangers on the make?
Strangers on the make.
Now how should I approach her without sounding like the rest?
They say the best policy is out of space.
But her beauty overwhelming. What she possessed made me almost second guess. But I can't let her get away from me. Never had I had such beauty in arm's reach, and I never thought that she could be digging me. And I never thought that all the other ones would disappear until now.
She was from Brooklyn, baby.
She was from Brooklyn, baby.
She was from Brooklyn, baby.
And she had a swagger like I never seen before.
Baby, baby,
that girl's just bad, and I know.
Tonight I'm gonna find a way to make her mine.
When I made my entrance into the room, I was hoping I'd be
on your mind
for the rest of the evening.
Uh-huh.
At my highest level of expectation,
I didn't think that you'd be overwhelming to me.
Ooh, so I stood incorrect, but never before had it seemed so right. And it was your body's halo that brought me to you tonight.
Should I need and want everything that you own?
And in trade, when I awake from this stage, you own my soul. Never had a hack such beauty at arm's reach, and I never thought that she could be digging me. And I never thought that all the other ones would disappear until now.
She was from Brooklyn, baby.
She was from Brooklyn, baby. And she had a swagger that I never seen before.
Baby,
that girl's just bad, and I know.
Tonight I'm gonna find a way to make her mine.
I can never make your mind, yeah, yeah.
Keep it clean.
We've come to the end of another Morning Coffee with Flavor. I just finished playing Valvin Roan with his piece Come With Me, going into my boy Paris tune with Mother's Favorite Child and Brooklyn Baby. I had to play a piece by Nick West. So that was Paris tune, Nick West, and Mother's Favorite Child with No Choice, going into Royce Lovett with Perfume, and then closing out today's show with Shaquise Malik with We Got Love. Again, thank you so much for supporting me here on any of the shows I do on Flavor Marlex Radio. Mark and I really, really appreciate support. The numbers are growing and growing. It seems like weekly, maybe even daily. So that must mean that you love the music that I'm playing, or maybe you love the things that I talk about. Whichever way, I appreciate you because you make it worth coming here and doing the shows, as I do about 5 shows every week. So anyway, look in the mirror. Know that the person looking back at you is absolutely amazing. Take care of your body, your heart, mind, and soul. And guess what? Go out and share a smile with somebody that you know and somebody that you don't know. Make that phone call. Let that special, special person know that they matter to you. Have a great, great day.